Schedule 8 to the VAT Act 1994 is simply a list of zero-rated items. These items have been collated into 16 groups. Group 1 is food. Group 2 is sewerage and water. Group 3 is books. Group 4 is talking books for the blind and handicapped and wireless sets for the blind. Group 5 is the construction of buildings. Group 6 is protected buildings. Group 7 is international services. Group 8 is transport. Group 9 is caravans and houseboats. Group 10 is gold. Group 11 is banknotes. Group 12 is drugs, medicines and aids for the handicapped. Group 13 is imports and exports. Group 14 is tax-free shops. Group 15 is charities. And Group 16 is clothing and footwear. If any particular supply falls within one of these groups, then that supply will be zero rated. So let us have a look at the more common groups, starting with food. Food for human consumption is generally zero rated. There are some exceptions. Food supplied in the course of catering would not fall within the zero rated provisions. Therefore, any food supplied by a cafe to be eaten in the cafe would be deemed to be catering. Catering is also deemed to include hot takeaway food. Consequently, that is why most cafes or restaurants have a higher price for food that is to be eaten on the premises. Cold food consumed on the premises will be standard rated. Cold food taken away will be zero rated. If it is on the premises, it will be catering. If it is taken away, it will be catering. Consequently, there should not be a VAT reason for charging higher prices on hot food that is consumed on the premises or taken away. Another exception is that zero rating does not apply to non-essential items, such as chocolate or alcohol or crisps. Catering has been a problematical area in practice, with a lot of case law arising to try and establish whether a particular supply falls within food or whether it is classified as catering. The first issue tends to be what constitutes premises. Now, ordinarily, if you have got a cafe, this will be fairly straightforward. But how do you deal with the caterer in a sports ground? If he is selling hot food, there is no problem. It will be standard rated regardless. But what about the cold food, such as sandwiches? Are they being consumed on the premises, or are they being taken away? Case law has held that a caterer in a sports ground is deemed to have a license to occupy the land on which his stall stands, and the stall and the stadium are then regarded as the same premises. Consequently, any supplies he makes will be in the course of catering and will therefore be standard rated. The reverse of that, though, is cold food supplied by mobile vans parked on a public road. These would be zero rated because they are consumed off the premises. In cases of doubt, case law will prove very useful in determining the nature of the supply. Another problem with catering is, why has the food been served hot? If the food has been heated for the purpose of enabling it to be consumed at a temperature above the ambient air temperature, then that would be deemed to be hot food and it will be standard rated. It therefore becomes very important as to why the food has been heated. What is the intention of the trader? If he or she heated the food for the purpose of enabling its customers to consume the food whilst still warm, the supply is standard rated. There have been many cases on this issue, and some have fallen in the taxpayer's favour. If you can prove that the reason for heating the food was not to be consumed hot, then there is a good chance that the trader will get zero rating. If the food has been heated to create a general ambience within the shop, but the food could actually be eaten hot or cold, then zero rating may prevail. There has been a specific case where cooked chickens were sold in foil bags with instructions: open immediately, refrigerate, and consume within 24 hours, on the label. Now, even though the chickens were sold hot, this was not deemed to be catering. The reason for selling the chickens hot was purely to meet environmental health regulations. There is no particular expectation that the customer would eat the whole chicken without allowing it to cool. Consequently, zero rating prevailed. In summary, food is generally zero rated unless provided in the course of catering, or it is a non-essential item. The definition of catering is, however, problematic. Sewerage and water is zero rated, and water rates at home are zero rated, as are those charged to most businesses. But VAT is charged at the standard rate to large industrial users of water. Books would be zero rated. Under this grouping, zero rating covers books, brochures, pamphlets, leaflets, etc., newspapers, journals and periodicals, children's picture books and painting books, any printed music matter, and maps. Whilst zero rating covers the hard copies of the above, any electronic transmission of such books would not fall within the zero rating provisions. This was proven to be the case in Forexia UK Limited, and customs have announced that they see no reason for the VAT legislation to be updated to include electronic books. Talking books for the blind and handicapped and wireless sets for the blind will also be zero rated. Construction of buildings will be zero rated. The zero rating of property is a major area to look at, and there is a separate session on this particular grouping later in the course. For now, we will just introduce the zero rating provision. Now, when it says construction, it is quite likely that we are dealing with a builder. With the construction of a building and the zero rating of the onward supply, you need two things. You need the right type of supply and the right type of building. You must have both. If both are present, then the supply will be zero rated. As regards to the type of supply, it must be the first grant of a major interest. Now, a major interest for these purposes will be freehold, or lease exceeding 21 years. So, for example, the builder would have to sell the freehold in a property or grant a 25-year lease. As regards the right type of building, there are only three types of buildings which fall within the zero rating provisions. A dwelling would fall within this category. A relevant residential building would also fall within the category, and a relevant charitable building. Relevant residential buildings are defined in the legislation and would include drug rehabilitation centres, school dormitories, monasteries, nunneries. There is a defined list of relevant residential buildings.
However, charitable buildings are buildings used by a charity for a charitable purpose.
To summarise this grouping then, if a builder built a house and sold the freehold of the house, he has the right type of supply, the freehold. He also has the right type of building. He would therefore zero rate the freehold sale. At this point, just note that this grouping also includes the supply of services and related materials in the construction of dwellings, but more on this in a later session. Group 6 provides zero rating to certain aspects of listed buildings or protected buildings. International services would have some zero rating, but there used to be 11 items within this grouping. Now there are only 2. The number of international services which are zero rated is very restricted. Transport has some zero rating provisions. As far as transporting passengers is concerned, vehicles must be capable of carrying 10 or more people. This would imply that taxi fares are not zero rated. It should, however, be noted that not all taxi drivers decide to register for VAT. Their fares are taxable at 17.5%, but if they are below the annual registration limit, then they may decide not to register for VAT. There are some general exceptions to zero rating of transport. Fairground rides, rides at museums, rides to or from airport car parks, or even recreational flights such as hot air balloon rides are accepted from zero rating. Caravans and houseboats will attract zero rating, but only those caravans above the size permitted on the roads and houseboats used for permanent residential occupation. The gold group will only apply to dealings in gold and gold coins by a central bank and the London gold market. Banknotes, that will be the issue by a bank of a note payable to bearer on demand. Drugs, medicines and aids for the handicapped, imports and exports. These will be covered in detail in a later session. Tax-free shops speak for themselves. Supplies made by and to charities. Gifts donated or hired to a charity for sale or hire by the charity. Sale or hire by a charity of goods which have been donated or hired to the charity. Here we have supplies into the charity and then supplies from the charity. Any advertising supplied to a charity, repair and maintenance of relevant goods owned by an eligible body, Relevant goods are listed in the VAT legislation and are mainly connected with the medical industry. Eligible bodies are also primarily health-based.
Articles designed as clothing or footwear for children and not suitable for older persons will attract zero rating. Articles of clothing will include hats and other forms of headgear.
Protective boots and helmets for industrial use unless the supply is made to an employer for his employee's use. These boots and helmets must be BSI standard. Protective helmets for motorcyclists and pedal cyclists. Again, BSI standard required. So there we have it, the complete list of zero-rated items. Now, when considering the items within these groups, it is important that you fully read all the attached notes to the groups within the legislation or the VAT notice. What I would like you to do now is, using the legislation or the VAT notice, tell me which of the following are zero rated. A child's painting book will be zero rated by means of Schedule 8, Group 3, Item 3. Sandwiches sold in the cafe will be standard rated. They do not fall within the zero rating provision of Group 1 because they are supplied in the course of catering. Baby's nappies will be zero rated by way of Schedule 8, Group 16, Item 1. The packet of herbal tea sold by a grocer will be zero rated by means of Group 1. Tea is food fit for human consumption. It is within the accepted items under other beverages, but the items overriding the exceptions, further down the legislation, specifically state that herbal tea overrides any exceptions to this schedule. Therefore, the herbal tea sold by a grocer is zero rated. Chocolate biscuits sold by a grocer will not be zero rated. They are deemed to be a luxury good, i.e., not an essential, and are excluded from zero rating by way of Group 1, accepted item number 2. A coach journey from London to Edinburgh will be zero rated by means of the transport zero rated group at Group 8. A child's sheepskin gloves will be zero rated by means of Schedule 8, Group 16, and note that articles designed as clothing or footwear for young children will be zero rated. And although there is an exception whereby articles are made of fur skin, this would not apply in this instance, as sheepskin is not deemed to be fur skin. Note 3 to the legislation. That concludes this session on the Schedule 8 zero rating provisions.